Hello guys, my name is John and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 21 of 2024, Sunday the 26th of May. You're very welcome, hope you had a nice week. I missed last week because I was travelling, so apologies for that, but I have a cool topic for you this week. I want to talk to you about why I believe the internet has failed. So let me explain. In the early days of the internet, we thought we would bring enlightenment via knowledge. We thought we were building the greatest library ever known. But instead, we have hate, division, toxicity. Where did it all go wrong? I think as technology optimists, it's time for us to regroup. I still remember the first time I dialed onto the internet, using an old beige PC with a modem in a public library. I remember those grainy GIFs gradually loading in. I remember being so excited to be finally using this thing called the internet, which had all this hype around it. It was exciting. I had all this information at my fingertips. I genuinely felt that I was accessing this vast repository of human knowledge that was going to enable me to get the information that I needed to complete my projects for university. It was just such a cool feeling. It was exciting. In the early days in the 1990s, we were genuinely excited about what was then called the information superhighway, but now in the 2020s we have the disinformation swamp. I want my old internet back, and I want it now. I often think about, you know, how did we end up in this place? Why is it that it's become such a swamp? One theory I have is that there used to be a technical barrier to entry to publish something online. You needed to be able to write some basic HTML code and upload it to a server somewhere. Now, with the advent of user-generated platforms like X, Facebook, and TikTok, anyone can publish content online from their smartphones with no effort required. It's a single button click. As a result, we are swamped in poor quality content. If we go back to the analogy of a library, imagine a library where each book is the random stream of consciousness of anonymous internet users shouting abuse at each other. That is the library that we have built, and it's terrible. And sadly, I'm normally optimistic, but I no longer believe that the internet is a net good. The most perverse trend of all is the growth of technology skepticism online, with neo-Luddites using technology to spread their dislike of technology without any sense of hypocrisy. This is a truly bizarre trend for me, and I'm seeing this everywhere now online, where people are using platforms to attack platforms. It's very bizarre. And I genuinely believe that we are a few news cycles away from angry righteous mobs attacking data centers, encouraged to do so via their smartphones. And that seems to be the greatest use of the internet these days, is to whip up people into a frenzy, make them angry about something that you have some agenda towards, and then just point that angry mob at that thing you dislike. And it's very depressing, and I really don't like it at all. So the internet is not for enlightenment. The internet is spreading hatred. The internet is spreading ignorance. The internet is becoming toxic. I think before we can fix a problem, we first need to acknowledge that the problem exists. And right now, from my perspective, the original promise of the internet has failed to deliver. So apart from worrying about the internet, what else did I do this week? I am behind on my personal dev projects. As I mentioned, I have been traveling, so unfortunately I'm behind on several of my projects, but I will get back working on them this week and provide updates next week. In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I am currently reading The Revenge of the Rose by Michael Moorcock. That is, I believe, the 9th book in the Elric series. I'm rereading the entire Elric series right now via some beautiful editions from Centipede Press. I would definitely recommend checking out their website, centipedepress.com. They have some beautiful limited illustrated editions there. So I'm totally enjoying rereading the Elric series. I've been reading it again from the very beginning. And I think I'm up to the 9th edition now. It's hard to keep track. It's a very long series. But if you like sword and sorcery, if you like classic adventure hero yarns, I would strongly recommend Elric, or indeed any of the work by Michael Moorcock. He's an extremely prolific writer. He's still writing today. And you can basically pick up any of his books and you will have a good time. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will keep it short this week. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have a great week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.